You want to own some snowflakes, Apollo?
I'm ready to own.
You want to own some snowflakes?
We're gonna burn Apollo? Them to the ground.
Recorded live from the compound. Starring Liberty Bell, Apollo Justice, and America. Brought to you by Reach for the Stars. This is the Freedom Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of the Freedom Hour. As always, it's your host. It is Liberty Bell. I am joined by the American of Americans, the man, Apollo Justice. Apollo, how are you?
I'd like to say I'm doing pretty good, but there's been a lot of developments going on in the world around us, and as always, we're pretty busy here at the compound. Oh. We are busy. The compound, it's bumping. There is a lot of energy in this building right now. There's a lot going on. The compound, it seems like it's growing every day.
It's astronomical.
Look, if you are tired, if you are scared, if you are sick of what is happening to our country, to America, you need to understand that the real America is found here at the compound. This is America now. Not that garbage out there. And I never thought I'd say that. But there have been some developments that are deeply troubling. Well, I'm getting flustered here. I'm getting upset.
You're a passionate man. You're a passionate man, Apollo, and you should be upset. America should be upset. Listen, things aren't done yet. I have every faith that number 45, Donald J. Trump, will return and stay in the White House indefinitely. However, everybody wants to say right now that Sleepy Joe, he's in there in January. And this is just, it's such a knife to the back. The once great states, the one trustworthy states, Pennsylvania, Nevada, they've given up. They have betrayed us. They have joined the socialist cult, and they are actually saying, Apollo, they are actually saying that Joe Biden won the election.
I don't understand how the great state of Pennsylvania, the birthplace of American democracy.
The birthplace of democracy as a whole, Apollo.
Well, I say American because it's truly the best democracy in the world. All others are a pale imitation. But hey, we'll get there. But to think in the birthplace of American democracy, we've just seen American democracy be murdered.
It was a homicide of the most violent sort. Watching the Dems come in and just ruthlessly slit the throat of America, and to see all of these states falling in line, joining up, it is depressing. And here, this is the thing. You and I started the compound to escape the tyranny of the left, assuming that one day, very, very soon, we would return to our homes, we would return to the nation that we know and love so dearly. It ain't looking like that anymore, pal. And as he alluded to at the start of the broadcast, if you are frightened, and you should be, if you're scared, you should be, if you're in danger, you are, come to the compound. Come to the compound, because we are forming a new America. Again, can't tell you too much. You got to be here to know. But if you seek salvation, follow your heart, come to the compound, and Apollo Justice and I will lead you to the promised land. That is a guarantee, Apollo Justice.
We will welcome you with open arms. We will not betray you. We will never let you down. We will always be there for you. We will always be there for when America is ready to be great again. What disgusts me is Donald Trump came in, and what was his motto? Make America great again. Did he do that?
Yes.
So I understand what the problem is. Did he make America great again? Of course. There's no denying that. And you have these fake Americans, these traitors, trying to say, what kind of message are we getting here? America isn't great. Factually false. We know it's the greatest country in the world. We know America's the greatest country in the world. So those statements, false. It really makes you think. Is this really the Democratic Party of America? Or is this the propagandist party of the Soviet Union trying to infiltrate America and ruin it? It has to be the second option, because I can't think of any other reason why this would be happening.
Apollo Justice. It is as if Moses himself parted the Red Seas and said, follow me to a land of logic, a land of rationality, the land of the free. It is what we are trying to do. We are trying to speak reason, such obvious reason, such common sense. People, listen up. The Democrats want America to die. They hate America. They hate you for being American. They are coming for your rights. They are stripping them one at a time. And you are just turning your backs to them, putting your chest up against the wall, and waiting for them to pull the trigger right into your thick skull. Open your eyes. Come to the compound. You got to come to the compound, because if we get sleepy Joe Biden actually living in the White House, for God's sake, Apollo, he's older than the White House itself.
It's disgusting. I don't understand. How does that man inspire confidence? How can he lead a country? How can he lead a nation? He can't. He's weak. He's pathetic. Looks like he's had 5,000 facelifts, can barely stay awake, stumbles over his words, is divisive. He's ugly. He smells bad. And I don't like him.
I mean, you're hitting it all on the head, Apollo. Those are just those are just absolutely the pinpoint, precise reasons Sleepy Joe cannot get into office. Now, I'll tell you something, though. It's been upsetting here at the compound for those reasons. Obviously, we're always having a great time. We've talked about this all the time. It's a party every night here. It's a walking red carpet.
The compound, it's always rocking. There's always good stuff going on. So this is a little bit strange.
We were a little down, but this was a day of mixed emotions because one of the compound zone.
Oh.
One of the compound zone, Randy Quaid.
Oh,
Randy Quaid had a huge day. Listen, we've been saying this. We've been ahead of the curve by months. It's not even close. Randy, friend of the show, resident of the compound.
Friend of America.
Friend of America, Apollo Justice. And today, when you thought his stock couldn't get any higher.
Well, sky high already.
Donald Trump starts retweeting him, and his brand and his value just goes through the roof even higher. Because we all know, hey, Donald Trump is precise with his Twitter feed.
Oh,
he doesn't just tweet anything. He puts thought into it. He has a team.
He's selective.
He vets. He does the research.
Of course he does.
And he knew. He's like, hey, listen. This is what I respect about Donald. He's a tough guy. Tough son of a gun. He ain't just gonna bend over for anybody. Trust me. He ain't just gonna lie on his back. He's not gonna quit. He's not selfish, though. He just wants to see America great again. And he said, listen, for whatever reason, these socialist commies, they're getting to America. I need to bring out the big guns. I need to bring out the big guns. And he retweeted that video of a fed up, ticked off, fired up Randy Quaid. And you could tell when he sent that message, America was a little, okay, maybe we got to listen. This is Randy Quaid we're talking about. And he was ticked off of Paul. We've seen a ticked off Randy Quaid. That's
it's
a frightening
terrifying.
Scene.
It's terrifying. But listen, if you're not going to listen to Donald Trump, you're an idiot. There's something wrong with you. But if you're not going to listen to Donald Trump and Randy Quaid,
That's a death wish.
You better start packing your bags and leaving the country.
Why don't you ask Ben Shapiro how that went? You remember when Ben Shapiro sent out all of he was developing a libtardation. He was all of a sudden tweeting out all this little leftist liberal progressive ideology during the election. Who'd we send after him? The Quaids, Dennis and Randy. You've been noticing his tune lately? You've been noticing the change in tone from Ben Shapiro? Hey, have you seen him at any public appearances?
I have not. Will we see him at any public appearances?
Listen, business is business. I am not, no pun intended here, I am not at liberty to disclose.
I'm a bad boy.
We can't disclose what the brothers Quaid did to him. I'm just going to say, you do the math. Okay, we have seen Randy get ticked off. There were a few weeks ago at the compound where, let's just put it this way, we had a new follower come in. He wasn't toeing the line. Once again.
He's gone. He's finished.
Do the math.
He's done.
Randy Quaid is not to be messed with, and I am just so excited for him. Again, his brand and his stock is flourishing. And I mean, he's just got big news. It's one thing after the other, one project after the other. They're actually coming out with a movie, The Randy Quaid Story. It's exciting. Hey, he went into audition for the role of Randy Quaid, didn't quite get the part. They weren't buying it. But that's Hollywood. They had the common sense and the understanding to know we got to cast someone worthy though. Charlie Kirk.
Oh.
He is going to be making his film debut as Randy Quaid in The Randy Quaid Story. It's just things are so exciting here at the compound. We're just so thrilled that Randy Quaid is finally getting his due. That's the good news, Apollo. We had a little iffy news. We had some great news. This is a little bit more complicated because what is this Thursday? What is this Thursday, Apollo Justice?
I don't know if I can say the word.
That's true.
I don't know if I can say it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the words out of my mouth before these communists, these libs, these bleeding hearts come and shut me down. But you know what? I don't care.
We're in the compound, baby.
Thanksgiving.
Say it again.
Thanksgiving.
One more time for me.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, it just sounds so good.
It's sweet. It's American. It's perfect.
Give it to me one more time.
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
let's see Sleepy Joe come down here and stop me. It's Thanksgiving, one of the greatest American holidays.
It is the American tradition. It is just another example of the lunacy, the idiocy, the hypocrisy of the left. They hate Thanksgiving. And you know why they hate Thanksgiving? Because like I said earlier, they hate America. Thanksgiving is an American holiday unlike any other. Thanksgiving celebrates, get a little choked up, it celebrates the Mayflower.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
It celebrates America becoming America. And for these libs to get on their high horse and say, we don't like Thanksgiving. It's offensive. Christopher Columbus was mean. Colonialism. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you read a book and shut up?
In case you forget, you're talking to the two keynote speakers of the Myths of Colonialism conference 10 years running.
Think we know a thing or two about it.
Well, I don't understand this argument. Thanksgiving is offensive to Indians. Why?
How?
Why?
How?
Tell me. It's Thanksgiving because they are thankful.
They give thanks.
They give thanks. They say thank you to coming to this land and teaching us the ways to respect it. They were living in this place. They didn't even know what it was called. What did they call it? Turtle Island? I don't know. Something dumb like that.
It made no sense.
And we came and said, hey, listen, this is America. And they said, we've known this all along, but thank you.
This feels right.
They said, thank you for coming. Here's our food. We love you. We respect you. We want you to be here forever. We know that we will have a friendship that you will cherish for our entire existence. And the Indians gave thanks. They could be introduced to such culture.
Oh.
Such technology. such ways of life. They are thankful they learned how to respect the land, how to not pollute it, how to care for the environment. All of those strong American values. Strong American values. American! Let that sink in. So when you have a war on Thanksgiving, you say, why do I hate Thanksgiving? The Indians love it. Do I hate Indians? You do if you hate Thanksgiving. I'll tell you that much.
That is right.
That's what the logic says.
That's right.
People forget I've got a triple master's in philosophy.
Got it at the Electoral College.
And that's what the logic says. If you hate Thanksgiving and Indians are thankful for us showing up, you hate Indians.
You guys are the problem. You want to get on your little pedestals. You want to go around calling everybody racist on Twitter. Hey, maybe it's you. Maybe take a look in the mirror, because Apollo and I, whenever we leave the compound, we can't go anywhere without just hordes of Indians coming up to us and say, Liberty, Apollo, what's going on here? We celebrate Thanksgiving each and every day of the year because we're so thankful as Indians to now be American. So who are you? Who in the heck? And I'm sorry to use foul language here, but who in the heck are you to say, I can't get together with my friends. I can't get together with my family and eat some bird. Have a little American beer.
Watch a little football.
Oh, I ain't doing that. I'm not watching that. The NFL?
I used to. So the NFL, no fun league.
Oh.
No fun league.
Now that, there he is, right? Always up to trouble. Apollo, you are bad. This is the thing. It's just one more leftist propaganda point after another. This is something they've been trying to do for decades. They have been trying to massacre the tradition of Thanksgiving for decades. Now, interesting. Conveniently enough, Kung Flu comes around. The China virus. This thing that's not even real.
Fake.
It's fake. Like, sure. You hear cases, oh, Donald Trump got it. Well, yeah, that's iffy because Donald Trump has never been stronger, more powerful. He said it himself. He feels better now than he did 20 years ago.
He has unlimited power.
He has that's unlimited power. Said. It's unbelievable. And sure, we've seen a few people. You had a bit of a cough. You lost your taste. You had a hard time breathing for a few weeks.
I couldn't get out of bed for a few days.
That happens.
That's just part of living.
That's just what happens. Yeah, was there that?
Because I'm American. I work so hard. I was tired and had to like rest for a few weeks.
That's it. Have there been a few people in the compound we weren't able to resuscitate after complaint? Sure, but that's life.
It's America, baby.
That is America in a nutshell. So it is just so obvious that the left is trying to engineer this man-made myth, hoax, Kung Flu, as the nail in the war on Thanksgiving coffin. This is the A-bomb, and they are trying to drop it. Apollo, they are trying to say, not only is it immoral, not only does it make you racist, not only are you a meanie and you hurt my feelings if you celebrate Thanksgiving, they're trying to make it illegal. Apollo, this is draconian. There is no other word. It's draconian.
This is draconian. I'm at a loss for words here. This is Machiavellian. I know. It's a big word.
Yeah, well, maybe.
But we're American.
We trust if you're listening to us, you're of a smart enough breed.
You've got a pedigree. This is absolute insanity. Think about it. The China virus. China. We can't go out because of China. Next thing you know, we're not celebrating Thanksgiving. China's sitting there saying, hey, look at America. They're weak. They're pathetic. They won't even celebrate their most storied holiday. Let's go get them.
And all the while,
Sleepy Joe's just unlocking the door, leaving it open, walking away. Come on in, China.
It's been the plan all along.
Since
it has
day
been
one.
The plan all along. As we know, Sleepy Joe's older than Abraham Lincoln,
since
and he's
Joe
been planning
Biden,
this whole time.
Since Joe Biden traveled the Silk Road himself in the year 1300 to make it to China, he has been plotting the downfall of America. And it's just categorically true.
It is absolutely true. That's what he did. It is such a sad state of affairs. And again, this cannot be stressed enough. Apollo and I, we're nonpartisan. We just want to call it like it is.
There's no one more fair than us.
We don't whine. We don't like to be cynical. We're optimistic people. We believe in the good in everyone, and we always want to look to their bright, shining spots. It's just America. Help us out here. What are we doing? What are we talking about? It's one thing after the another. It is cheating in an election, absolutely manslaughtering democracy, letting it happen, bringing in socialism, buying into an international hoax that is the Kung Flu, and now, the worst of all, the absolute, definitively worst of all, you're trying to take away Thanksgiving. It's unthinkable. It's unforgivable. And we at the compound, because we're equipped, you better believe we are equipped. We are not going to let it happen. Here's something that's encouraging, Apollo.
Oh, please, please, give me some good news. Give me some news.
Gosh knows we need
Give me something I want to hear.
Gosh knows we need it.
Gosh.
Up north. Oh. Now, listen, comedy here often. They're Canada. It's Vancouver. We have nothing. Nothing. But absolute punchlines to throw their way because they're a joke. They're a gong show. They're a joke. We don't take them seriously. Canada is just such an armpit. It is just such a disgusting, depressing, snow-covered wasteland. However, there is one small part of that nation. It is gorgeous in mind, in geographical location, in landscape. It is just, it's a haven.
Oh.
I think it's a bit of a paradise on earth. We are, of course, talking about Alberta.
Oh, Alberta.
Wexit Watch. Alberta, as Apollo calls them, is just the perfect title. Misplaced Americans. Our brothers to the north who are so tired. They're so tired of the oppression of Justin Trudeau. Ho, ho, ho. They are so tired of that little drama teacher, 25-year-old freak, trying to rip the rights away from them day by day. They've started a coalition to separate Wexit, and they are hoping to one day join the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. Jason Kenney is their leader, okay? Now, we keep a close eye on Wexit. We have not forgot about you. He announced today, again, this is the whole this myth, this lie that everybody's buying into about the Kung Flu. He announced some new restrictions. I want you to keep in mind, the rest of the country, brown in their bags, taking a big dump in their drawers, freaking out, crying, I'm scared. What were your thoughts, Apollo Justice, on Jason Kenney's new restrictions and how he handled it? I want to hear from the Salt and the Phraseology.
Finally, in Canada, that wasteland of spineless, disgusting, non-charismatic British and French runoff. It's disgusting. Britain didn't want these people. France didn't want them. Somehow they ended up in Canada, and we have the disgrace of somehow being connected to that country. But with that disgrace comes a little beacon of hope. Alberta. Jason Kenney is the only leader in that godforsaken land that gets a grasp of this situation. He has done almost nothing in response to this pandemic. And I applaud him for it.
I think it's great.
That is how it should be.
I'm scared of
a fake virus? No, he's a man who understands. Hey, listen. I'm not scared of the China virus. I'm not scared of that. We're Albertans. We're strong. We're better than this. And he refuses to act as he should. Although, you know what? I never thought I'd say this. There's a lot of people in America that could learn something from this Canadian.
Amen. Amen.
And to think now, finally, he's had to impose a few things, but he's been judicial in how he does it. He hasn't panicked. He said, hey, listen, stores are still going to be open.
Oh.
Stores are still going to be open. You still go out and have a beer with your friends.
Go to a casino.
Go to a casino. Live it up. Make some money.
Nothing more American than that.
Nothing more American than that. But listen, you know, he realized there's going to be a few things, but he hasn't gone overboard.
Absolutely not.
He hasn't lost it.
Oh, it's not alarmist.
He still respects people's freedom. And when you listened, as I do, because I listen to all these political happenings.
Of course.
I'm glued to it.
You do the research.
I am glued to the screen. When I listened to his press conference, first off, you think I'm a master of phraseology?
Oh, that was a clinic.
That was a clinic.
That man
can speak articulate. Eloquently. He's articulate.
Great voice.
Gets to the point. But I digress. What he is doing, it simply blows my mind. This is a man who wants things to get better. All of his actions have proven this. He's proven he cares about the people. He wants them to get back to work. But how I understood, really, this proved to me what I've said all along, Albertans, just displaced Americans. Did you notice how many times Mr. Kenney said, we don't want to impose on people's freedom. It's freedom.
I love
people
that.
People need to have freedom. That's the only place north of the border that understands freedom. It's just that simple. You don't impose on people's freedom.
You don't tread on them.
Our grandfathers fought for our rights to have this freedom.
Thank you.
To have the freedom to not wear a mask, to have a freedom to go where you want, to have the freedom to go to the casino and make a little do-re-mi.
I am so thrilled you said that, because that is exactly why our forefathers heroically fought. It's so you don't have to wear a mask. It's so that you can act in your own interest. That's why they did it. That is why they sacrificed themselves, so that you can act in your own interest in a free American freedom loving fashion. I loved everything about it. I loved that he made the crowd wait. He knows how to build a little suspense. He made him wait a good
master
50
of ceremony.
He knows. He set the precedent, because he doesn't work for them. He does not work for the people. He's in charge. He's calling the shots. That was a masterclass from start to finish. And this, if you weren't on board with Wexit already,
you should be.
You sure as heck should be now, because I'm telling you this. We need Alberta as a part of the U.S. of A. And hey, now, I'm going to plant this seed.
Oh.
I'm going to plant this seed.
Oh.
Curious for your thoughts, Apollo.
Oh.
Picture this. 2024. And this is only if a freak
if
thing
America
happens.
Makes it that
if
far.
America makes it that far. If they actually let Skeletor in the White House. 2024. Co-presidents. First time ever. Donald Trump, Jason Kenney.
What do you think? We could only be so lucky. We could only be so blessed. But that can only happen if Alberta joins America.
We need it.
In fact, I would say that's moving up the list of priorities here at the compound. You know what?
Let's make it happen.
We might be sending Mr. Quaid on a special assignment.
Little mission. Little Randy Quaid goes to the Great White North. if we can drag him away from film production, because, again, his stock is so high.
It's through the roof.
Maybe he'll do a little mission for us. Here, we're going to get out of here in a quick second. But first, you're not going to believe this. Guess who just emailed in? Guess who decided to get his two cents in, Apollo? It's Walter.
Oh, my God.
Walter emailed us.
Oh.
Okay. You want me to read? Should I even? Should
you know what? Yeah. You know what?
You want me to do it?
You know what? I'm feeling a little dangerous right now. I think there's a snowflake.
I think there's
a snowflake that's about to figure out. You don't want to come up against an American thoroughbred.
Let me read you. Here's you and I. Oh, my God. You and I. Something that gets us out of bed every morning is the prospect of owning snowflake. Nobody's a bigger snowflake than Walter. He's a loser. He's a libtard. He's ridiculous. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let you do it this time. Next time you can return the favor. I am going to feed Walter to the lion that is you.
I'm hungry.
Here's what Walter.
I finally got my sense of taste back, so I'm pretty hungry.
Here's what Walter had to say. This is Walter, and I'm offended.
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, someone did you feel a breeze today and that got you offended, Walter? This is Walter, and I'm offended. How can you say what Jason Kenney did is right? How can there not be a full lockdown when every day in Alberta they see a new record cases of COVID? I mean, okay, first off, before you get into that is so stupid. Read a book, pal. What do you even say? How do you even dignify that? Please, just own this snowflake for me.
Well, obviously, Walter hasn't done the research because the only thing Alberta is experiencing a record high of right now is a record high of excellence.
Snowflake. Oh.
Apollo, I don't know how you do it. I mean, I love owning snowflakes as much as the next guy, but you are just a master of the universe when it comes to that. We are going to see a clip of that tomorrow on YouTube. Apollo Justice owns Canadian socialist loser snowflake. That was fantastic, Apollo.
It's some of my best work, and I'm very proud of it.
Listen, people, we are unbelievably serious. Our schedule, I wish you could see our schedule. It is jam-packed. It is event after event, hosting this, keynote speaker after keynote speaker.
It's unbelievable.
We are very busy people. However, tonight, this isn't about us. Tonight we are celebrating the aforementioned Sir Randy Quaid, because we are going through his entire filmography, start
extensive,
to finish.
Extensive.
Oh, it's going to be an all-nighter. It's going to be an all-nighter here at the compound. And we cannot insult the man. Randy will be furious if we are not there to give a quick little speech before we start. We're not going in chronological order, but we are going to start, of course, with Independence Day.
Oh.
There is no other film than Independence Day. We will not watch Brokeback Mountain. We will not watch that film.
What film? I don't know what you're talking about.
That's exactly right. We are starting with Independence Day. And I can't wait. It's an incredible movie, and it's something. If for you watching at home, I hope when you get off this, celebrate Randy Quaid. Send him a line on Twitter. Tell him you appreciate him. Watch Independence Day. Listen, guys. As always, I'm going to sign off the way we always do. I need you to remember something, okay? Freedom ain't free, but we are. We'll see you next time, Apollo.
We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.